Anna, and we had a graphonola. We had a gramophone. And then after that, a Victrola. And side chairs. And a rug on the floor. And I know I always remembered mother's visitors would say, "Well, how do you keep your rug so nice?" And she'd say, "I don't allow the children to play in here."
I see.
And
the parlor was strictly for company.
Strictly for company and for special occasions. Mm-hmm. That was the secret, I think, of all this furniture we have now from that time.
I think so. How did you keep the light out from the windows? What arrangement would you?
Oh, we always had curtains and drapes and shades.
And the shades would
mm-hmm,
go
up and down.
Mm-hmm. And the place where you would keep your clothes, would you describe the different arrangements or different pieces of furniture or closet
space? We had
space,
wardrobes and chiffonniers.
Okay, and the difference there is?
In the wardrobes you could hang the clothes. In a chiffonier, one side was for hanging the clothes, and on the other side was cedar drawers and a hat shelf.
I see. Mm-hmm. And a chest of drawers, did you have any?
Yes, we had a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm. Did you call them chest of drawers?
Yes,
or bureaus?
We did. Well, now, the bureaus usually had the mirrors on them with the roll fronts and the drawers.
Would a bureau be a bedroom furniture or?
Yes, it was mm-hmm. always in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. But with a mirror, I see. And would you have closets built in?
Yes, we had closets.
And how would?
And a pantry in the kitchen.
Pantry, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how would you make up a bed? Would you describe different different things on the bed, and I'm interested in what terms you use as you were a girl.
Oh, well, now in my grandmother's house, she still had one bed that was just like the pioneers used. There was a shuck mattress on the rope. It was a very beautiful bed. It had the rope. Not slats, but the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shuck mattress and the feather bed. And then the sheets and the pillows and the bolster that the pillows lay against and the pillow shams and the counterpane.
The pillow shams.
Mm-hmm.
If I understand.
Hers had one set of them. Of course, they had more than one, but that I remember I always loved was a ruffle with Swedish embroidery, white on white. The ruffle, hand done, picot on the edge, and starched and stood out all around.
That sounds great.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. If you would have a, well, how would you keep warm? What would you have?
In her house,
mm-hmm.
there was a rock chimney. Now, the house that my grandmother lived in was a way station. It was a stagecoach inn. When this county, or rather, well, this county in McNary, when it was settled. And I would say that it was built about 1819 to 20. And then rooms added, and it had